nothing but net.
For the win, it's good. LeBron James at the buzzer.
Deep shot.
Nothing but net.
I'm gonna echo. I'm gonna need you to back up.
James Harden with a buzzer beater.
Bryant fires away.
It's good. 3-pointer for Kobe Bryant.
Nothing but net. But net. But net.
But net. Aya, episode what?
28
of what?
Nothing but net KE.
Austin is like, no, I'm not doing this. No,
you're not.
I'm not in primary school.
School evil.
I'm way too mature for that shit.
Okay, so sir, mature guy. We'll see about dad. That. We'll see about
the dad
that.
In the pod. You should like stamp authority. Yake, dad,
same mambo na ku stamp authority, but
una stamp nini? Oh, now you're laughing. Okay, we got there eventually. Andy Young is my name.
6'4".
Austin.
Yeah, Maze, welcome back to the chop. Oh, not the chop.
What?
Wow.
Nigga.
I like it.
Austin.
I like it.
Nigga.
Austin. I like it.
Just a few hours ago, when we were talking about something, Andy also referred to this podcast as the chop
did.
Shop. No, this is the second time in less than 3 hours it's done.
Jesus Christ.
I let that one slide.
Okay, we understand that where your allegiance lies, but at least try concealing it.
Just context.
We know of another pod called mentioned.
So let's give guys context.
Where you feature.
It's a podcast that I do with Neville.
Yes.
Yeah.
Shout out to Nev, by the way.
Today I was having a very in-depth conversation with someone else about the same pod. That's why it's been all over my mind. I apologize. This is a basketball podcast called Nothing But
wow.
Net. Episode 28. And are you
going to apologize at least?
He has.
For what?
He has apologized. He
said No. Again, for what?
For referring to this pod as the Chop Shop pod.
It was a slip of the tongue, bro.
Are you not going to apologize for that?
Which I did.
You didn't apologize.
Did,
oh my
bro.
God. Anyway, let's
proceed.
Move on.
Proceed. Your team is not in the playoffs.
Yeah, my team is not in the playoffs. So I'm taking
what,
a
what happened? What happened?
What happened?
We lost to a team that we thoroughly thrashed a few days before, and I'm talking about Ja Morant's team. Oh my God.
And
that boy plays.
And before
basketball.
That.
And before that. See, of course, we lost to you guys, Los Angeles Lakers. What do you mean? Fighting for the number 7th seed in the West.
Speaking
when I talk of
black
Lakers
thing.
Losses. Wait.
Black thing. Shut up.
He called you a black thing.
Yep.
He called you. Are you okay? I won't instigate. I'm sorry.
This is the same. Okay.
What? When was it? Was it Saturday or Sunday?
On Saturday. Yeah.
Did your team win, by the way?
No, we didn't. We lost to the Suns.
Oh, you picked your L at the from the Valley, right?
Yes, we did.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
wow.
We did. Yes, we did.
How does it feel? We are 1-0 up, and we are going to beat you again tomorrow.
I bumped into a very interesting list, right? Mm-hmm. Now that we're here.
Yes.
NBA players who are really looking forward.
Mm.
And this was an article, I swear I cannot make this up.
Mm-hmm.
10 players who are looking to reach the finals for the first time.
Uh-huh.
It's a very, very tight list.
Uh-huh.
But even before I go into the list,
mm-hmm.
What players do you guys feel like, you know what? No, this guy deserves a finals.
Embiid. And yeah, Embiid and Harris, with the way they played against, what was that team? The first game that the 76ers played.
The Sixers are playing whom?
Yeah, I think they deserve based on their performance.
The Wizards.
The Wizards, the Washington Wizards.
Okay. So for you, Embiid.
Embiid
deserves
and Harris.
A finals.
Embiid and Harris.
And Harris.
Yes.
Malik.
Can I pick two? Either
yeah.
or?
Yeah.
First choice, Embiid
uh-huh.
or Giannis.
Embiid or Giannis?
Yeah.
Okay. I'd have loved, really loved to see Chris Paul at the finals.
Yeah.
And that's Russell Westbrook properly.
Oh yeah, Brody.
Because Brody will take a piece on everyone.
Brody will do everything. Brody will...
If he makes it to the finals.
Yeah.
Or if he ever makes it to the finals. Anyway, so this is how the list is looking like.
Uh-huh.
Now, Chris Paul, of course, Phoenix Suns. That was my number one pick.
Mm-hmm.
Joel Embiid.
Mm-hmm.
So, not bad. Carmelo Anthony.
with the Blazers.
For how long has Melo been playing this game?
Same as LeBron.
Eternity.
Same as Bron.
Eternal.
Ben Simmons.
He deserves a shot.
Still has time though. Still get there.
Jokic.
Yes.
Yes.
But
Nikola Jokic.
West is going to go tough, man.
Huh? PG.
Paul George has had a shot at it.
Wrong team. We don't want to see him at the finals.
PG needs to go to the Lakers.
He could make it to the finals.
Nah.
He, whoa. Are you telling me the Clippers can't make it to the finals?
They're no.
Are you for real?
They're not. They're not making it to the finals. When Sansu Akiwawat.
I love it. I love
Sansu Akiwawat. Hey.
Anyway, uh-huh. Damian.
Damian Lillard.
Still Blazers, yo, bro. The squads are... Yes, individually, yes, but their squads...
Their squads, no.
We're talking about individual players.
Okay, so yeah, Dame, definitely.
Blake Griffin?
Too old. He needs to hang his...
His boots. Blake?
Watch I end up.
I don't...
Blake needs to go to a retirement home.
No, he doesn't.
He just needs to accept that, yo, my time is up.
Bado. I don't feel like we've had even half of his talent yet.
Blake ended to home.
No, I think he's past his prime.
Yes.
But he's not as bad as Austin is putting.
He's more or less like that Lakers guy. The one who is prone to injury right now.
I don't know who you're talking. You have to use names.
Yes, please.
The one that we beat on Saturday.
You still have
the current names. NBA, the reigning NBA champions.
So that's the Lakers.
LeBron.
Okay, so.
Oh, the current finals MVP.
Anyway.
So, guys, can I talk about the Suns Lakers game, Kidogo?
Bradley Beal. That was the last one.
Oh, Bradley Beal. Oh,
yeah.
I'd love to see him at the finals. I would love to see Bradley Beal and.
Did you watch that game, the Wizards against Sixers? The way Beal was searing through the Sixers defense.
Mm-hmm.
When you had Dwight Howard had a hard time keeping up to tabs with Beal on the
paint. Beal is a bad man, bro.
Shit.
Beal is a bad man. Recognize.
Now I see why Malik has a huge admiration for the guy.
This is what I'll say.
Yeah.
Guys, learn from me. Learn from Golden State Warriors. We are out of the league. Who'd have thought? I know you're going
to
say,
listen to the old episode.
It was a rhetorical question.
Ask it in your mind.
It was a rhetorical question.
Warriors think it into the microphone.
Anyway, my nigga just said, shut up.
Anyway, the moral of the story, it could be you. This could happen to you.
But it hasn't yet. Until we get
yet,
there.
Yet, exactly.
Until
yet.
If we get there.
Moral of the story, humble thyself, guys. Let's stay humble.
Humble for what? For why? Is your team in the playoffs?
Were you
Shut
humble
up.
When you guys were running amok?
Yes, very humble.
Oh, Chef Curry is what?
No, guys, tell
LeBron James has recognized the best three-point player of all time.
The past seven episodes.
Fuck out of here.
The past seven episodes should be called GSW something. Because there was like a 15-20 minutes GSW.
It was more or less like a time lapse of self-admiration and self-gratification.
How does it feel? You're objective now, aren't
you? Oh my God, I love it. I love it here.
I've always been objective.
I love it here.
I took the L.
Let it be known. No, you didn't.
What do you mean I didn't?
Right now, you're lamenting.
What do you mean I'm lamenting?
Who would have thought that the Golden State Warriors would not be playing in the playoffs right now?
But did you get the moral at the end of the story?
Yes, I did.
What was the moral?
And I chose to ignore it.
See, that's the difference between me and you. I take things gracefully. You're too proud.
Of course, we beat these niggas.
So this is about you guys beating Lakers, not even just W.
We don't care about you. That's the whole thing.
Okay, Malia, so, you were saying?
Yes, I was talking about that game, which Akin Austin won very deservedly. Congratulations on making the playoffs for the first time since 2010. Time span, a certain guy from that team has won 4 rings, just saying. So yeah, to the game now.
Wow, the numbers guy. This is those, you know, those headlines that you know, this is looking for violence. It had nothing to do with this.
Exactly.
You're just looking for violence.
It's fine. Lazima sneaking agenda.
Violence begets violence. Let's go.
Where's the lie?
Let's go.
Yeah, so big up to the Suns.
Uh-huh.
They outplayed us in every department. Dev Book was amazing.
Yes, they did.
My nigga.
So our numbers were really bad. Because if you see, like, Dev Booker, the number of points he had, if you add James's and AD's total, uh-huh. they don't get to Booker's numbers.
Oh.
And if you add Drummond's rebounds and AD's rebounds, they don't get to... What's your center? DeAndre Ayton's numbers. So like, yo, we were totally embarrassed in that game.
Obliterated.
And even Ani took...
Decimated.
AD took blame. Mm. He said he shouldn't be playing that way. And honestly, he shouldn't.
But it was a low-scoring game, 99-90.
As I'm saying.
Because if you look at that game, our strength has been our defense.
Yes.
We held you to a low score, but we still couldn't score on our end. Mm. And another thing, if CP3 wasn't injured, you guys would have run away with that game.
But he's going to be back.
Yeah, but after he messed up that game when he was going in and out of the court, we'd catch up with you guys. When he comes back, he stabilizes you. So I think if he'd play that game, we'd have sealed it maybe even by the third quarter.
I still feel that Phoenix don't have what it takes to go all the way. I'm saying this objectively.
Okay.
And I'm saying this because we solely depend on two players. And in the event that these two players are not in the equation, we are going to really get it. And here we have a case of AD back and James back. We lose Dev Booker and we lose CP3. Man, you guys are going to win this thing.
And with the same breath, it's the same for them. I mean, Lakers have a solid bench.
I'm looking at our inexperience in the playoffs for a very long time.
I hear you.
We don't have that experience in the playoffs, but them, they have that going on for them.
I hear you, bro. And I'm saying, with the same breath, you know, like, if anything, God forbid, knock on wood, happens to two of your best players.
Yes.
What if something happens to, God forbid again, knock on wood, two of the best LA Lakers players?
Mm.
Could be you. You never know, God forbid.
I've been actually I've watched most of the games since the playoffs started, and you can see from most of the rosters, if they lose one key player, they are one key player away from crumbling. Yeah.
Yeah, and you can tell that every key player is playing very, very carefully right now.
Yep.
You also how KD fell 2 games ago as we're recording this. He fell on his right arm.
Yeah.
And he literally bounced on it after going for a layup.
Yeah.
Bounced on his right arm. And everybody was like, whoa.
Yes.
This could be the end of the season for this guy.
Yep. Mm.
His right arm. But the guy just got up and shook himself and he was good. And even the commentators were like, I hope it's not bad.
Yeah.
Social media went crazy like, yo, did you see KD? As in, at the end of the day, anything could happen at any point.
Yep.
So just take your wins, cherish them, and we keep it moving.
As few as they may be.
Wow.
Malik, we got here because we merit to be here.
I'm just
objective that you see we are inexperienced.
Yeah.
But it's not as if I'm ruling out that you're going to win the other match.
No, you just did.
I'm just skeptical. I'm just a tad bit skeptical, but
you just did though.
75% of me, I'm just saying, you know what? Rally the valley.
Okay. So it was a Hail Mary, but we'll take it. From what you said, you were like, you know what? We're not winning this series against Lakers. And
I didn't say against Lakers.
Okay, what series are you playing right now? What are you playing against right now?
We're playing the Lakers, yes.
But the
long haul. I was saying the long haul. We are going to beat these kids.
These reigning champions.
We are going to beat you guys. Don't worry about that. We'll see. Sinikesho to Malik.
Yes. Wednesday morning, this pod will be dropping on Thursday morning.
Put your money where your mouth is.
You refused last week, bro.
No, today.
I love the sexual tension between you guys. Speaking of sexual tension, Wayne
Wade to produce the sexual
and Gabriel
transition.
Union, so smooth, I know, right?
No.
Yeah,
no.
Moving on. No. We're here now. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I shared this clip with you guys, but how do you feel about sportsmen and powerful and really influential wives who have a big say in the culture and in your life? Case in point, Gabriel Union and Dwayne Wade. There's a clip that went out. Uh-huh. They were talking about how they share power as a couple.
Yeah.
And we're podding, guys. Mm-hmm. So allow it. We're human beings.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody would think, yo, yo, this guy has played for Miami for the longest time ever. He's one of the most dominating players, or has been one of the most dominating players in the game.
Yeah.
So when we think about Dwayne Wade at home, we're like, ah, he's that authoritative guy.
Yes.
You know, like, put your foot down, lay the law, and dick and pipe and everything else. Just put everything down.
Hey, bro.
And
hey, Andy. Andy. Hey.
Okay.
Hey.
Okay. Okay. Anyway.
Cover up your thirst.
Anyway. You see where I'm going with this, yeah?
Uh-huh.
But then he talked about the fact that he was approaching things wrong when coming to deal with Gabriel Union. Mm-hmm. And with this pointing, I'd like to get your guys' opinion or perspective on this.
Uh-huh.
The point that they were passing at the end of the day is you can't just meet someone and expect them to tell them to do something because that's how you think it should be done and expect them to do it. Because mm-hmm. you'll meet someone and tell them, oh, I think you should do this.
Yeah.
Or you do this, this, and that. And they're mm-hmm. like, no, I don't think I should. Mm-hmm. I want to do this and that because of this and that, but not what you think. I don't know what you guys feel about this. It's power share, power struggles. And this applies everywhere. For example, like if I decide, let me coach the two of you guys in mm-hmm. basketball.
Yeah.
And I have my own ideologies.
Yeah.
But you guys know how you play your game.
Yeah.
How do we strike a balance?
There has to be compromise any day.
For both sides?
From both ends.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But you also need to appreciate the fact that you're dealing with two strong personalities. So if you're dealing with one strong personality in the name of Gabriel Union, who is a very powerful woman and a very influential woman in the sphere of life, you need to understand that Dwayne Wade needs to understand, or somebody else needs to see that, yo, this is our own person altogether. And that's how you should treat everyone else.
Have you been in that situation before? Has your son ever put you in that situation before? Well, like, dad, you're talking to me, your son. This is who I am. Take me for me.
Yes. Being a dad is a learning process. Every single day, you get to learn everything. Every day.
Mm.
So whenever I try to impose something on TJ, he'd be like, but you know, dad, me, I don't like this. You might like this, but I don't like this particular thing. Case in point, I used to shove down for him to support Real Madrid. But there came a time he just told me, you know what, dad? I've persevered for so long.
Bro.
My team is Barcelona.
Bro, what's with you?
On God. On God.
What's up?
On God.
He just swing teams on your kid.
He just told me, you know what?
But we've had this conversation before.
He told me.
That was the Suns, bro.
Okay. But we also brought this up.
Real Madrid.
And he brought. Yeah, you also said that's an issue.
Yeah. So that was my issue on my part. Oh, and I learned
him supporting Barcelona.
I learned from it. Why? I said, you know what? You're your own person. Whatever decision that you make, as long as it's morally upright and it doesn't harm you in any way, I'm good with it. That's the thing.
Wow. Just as a middle finger to you, I wish, or I hope, your son one day falls in love with Arsenal and GSW.
Okay, I'd rather Arsenal, but not Liverpool.
Or not Liverpool. Okay, but not GSW? GSW?
Yeah, I'm good with GSW.
Okay.
Any NBA team, he cannot support Clippers or LA Lakers.
Ah, so as Austin is imposing teams, Malik, what are you imposing on these women?
The dick. Are we going there, Angie?
No.
We're there for the party. Did you see how comfortable he was just listening to you? Like, oh yeah, I'm waiting for these guys to finish. You proceed. Yeah.
We're here now.
What are you imposing?
I'm imposing fixtures.
Wow.
Fixtures?
Yes.
Yo, let's board. Austin,
bro.
By the way, we're recording at the bunker, so no 6 months.
Yeah, no 6 months. No,
yeah, so, sadly. But as we were leaving the office today, hey, bro.
My nigga.
Hey.
Ah, really.
Let me fist tell bomb, you fist something, bomb. Minor. Hey.
Bruh.
Malik anawalamba wote. anawakunywa wote.
They love this dark skin Luo man, eh?
Love is an understatement, my guy.
Wait, bro, you know my future wife is maybe listening.
Let her be shook.
Nah.
Let her know that I'm not sleeping.
Yeah. Let her not know peace.
They are keeping
wherever
busy.
She is. Yeah.
Wanafunga na wanaomba. Malik is imposing the vibes. Six
vibes
are busted. Temptation, my guy. Eh? Let me tell you, hawaponei.
He's not even talking at TA.
Anyway, I like to see a black king succeed. I like to see a black king in his element. Lakini tuambi story unasemaje mazi. Bado tulikuwa tuna have conversation. As I imagine,
when is your birthday, by the way, Malik?
You have.
When is your birthday, by the way?
It's on the 5th.
Fourth.
Damn it.
When is fourth? Is it going to be on a Tuesday?
June.
Friday.
It's going to be okay. Happy birthday, Malik. Okay.
Thank you, Austin.
But I loved the birthday gift.
Ah, sasa lalia mesemani birthday gift. Check. Bombo clat. Your setup, your tema zimenda tu hivyo, Malik.
Thank you, Austin.
It could have been anything.
It's fine. We are there.
Anyway, nobody knew Agwan. But back to the conversation, Malik.
Yeah.
Umepatana na mse mazi. Could be anyone. Mm-hmm. Could be anything going on. Inaweza kuwa professional, inaweza kuwa platonic, inaweza kuwa romantic, whatever, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But this is someone who is very powerful and influential.
Yeah.
And you all are going into the same space.
Yeah.
Unaona?
Uh-huh.
And you're challenged in terms of your schools of thought.
Yeah.
What you thought.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, take it. See, we do this like, no.
Yeah.
How do you work around that? As also a very strong personality, like, I believe in this strongly and I've done this.
Mm-hmm.
It's been tried.
Yeah.
It's been tested.
Yeah.
I've seen it work before. What are you telling me?
I agree with Austin. A lot of compromise is needed because you are brought up to some line of reasoning, some way of reasoning.
Uh-huh.
But you meet people who also raised up differently and you have to cohabit or something. So you'll have to let some things slide, agree on some things and all that. So yeah, you'll definitely have to make it work.
I'm glad we're here now because I can ask a very petty question.
Of course, that was a payoff.
No. Is there a deal breaker when it comes to basketball and babes? Like if a babe comes, for example, like Austin, I'm using this as an example,
yeah?
Oh, I support Barcelona. Oh. And you're like, Barcelona?
Uh-huh.
Nah. Is there a deal breaker when it comes to basketball? Like, whoa.
Yeah.
LeBron James? No.
Mine is not teams or players. Mine is don't fuck with my game time from in the mornings.
Eh, morning glory, mazi bro.
Itangoja.
Ai?
Either ikuwe 2 a.m. ama ingoje.
Malik.
Unajua ukingoja kuna mtu mwingine pale anaomba.
Andy.
Amengoja the whole night.
Mimi vile napenda morning glory ati ufu unaniambia ati mambo ati.
Game 7, Nets.
Ah, game 7, Lakers. Kwani kila siku game 7, Malik?
Sasa mimi nasema as in.
Umesema don't come in between me and that schedule, mazi.
Sindio? See games, what is CSC co-op on watch Suns versus Hornets?
Because you're horny. Bro,
what?
Come on.
Let's try to make a sun.
What kind of shit is that?
Wow.
Yes! Same wavelength. Same wavelength. But anyway, there's no deal breaker. But Malik, there's a time I dated a babe.
Yeah.
And she tried coming in between me and my basketball schedule. Like, I'm giving you the better part of my day.
Yeah.
Jioni kutoka saa 10 niachilie tafadhali. Let me go play with my balls and my boys. Pause.
That's not his way. She tried to come between you so that they didn't have to do that.
So I get you, bro. I get Austin, una deal breakers zozote when it comes to basketball? Just for fun.
Pengine tu, I think more or less like Malik. We are in the championship final and then
Manze.
You want us to like cuddle and
you don't want to cuddle as you watch
No, bro.
Why?
How would you
just
do that?
Uko,
how do you watch an NBA game cuddling?
Mimi niko,
like that,
how do you watch, let's say,
your eyes and,
Steph Curry hitting all those threes and you're just
you're hitting
down.
Your own threes over here, bro. What do you mean?
Oh my God. Thankful just dumped me out of it. Out of the what playoffs.
It doesn't. She wants morning glory.
So,
morning.
So utakuwa tu. Oh.
Like, bro.
From deep. From the logo. Did you see that? Did you? Come on. I know you saw that. The look away. You do the look away, but it's in.
Yo, guys, can you get to, can you do stargazing?
Yeah, stargazing. Who do I have on stargazing? I have Dwayne Wade and Gabriel Union on stargazing because they're not only just being a couple by themselves, they are portraying what black love could look like for other generations and other cultures.
Yeah.
Like, we see a lot of things in movies, in news, on social media, with violence, gender-based violence, violence at home, in marriage and all that. And even with power struggles and power sharing, you know, because we live in a patriarchal society. So how do we challenge these tenets? You know, like, how do we shake this patriarchy that's put women in a certain place that men don't even see or understand or go on? So for the simple reason that they sat down and did a short clip to explain that, hey, things can be different, I'm putting them on stargazing. I love it.
Austin?
I like to put my boy, Dev Booker.
Devin Booker?
Yes.
Okay.
On stargazing.
Why, Austin?
Yes.
For obvious reasons.
He's dead.
But, not for that obvious reasons, but the kid being 25, he's performing in stages that are only reserved for players at the pinnacle of their careers. He managed to lift the team with the absence of CP3. And that's to me, that's leadership. And leadership at a very young age, it really sends a message to the rookies in the team that, yo, I am here for you, and like, I can teach you the ropes on how to go about this. And besides that, he raked in so much. How many points was he averaging?
34. Oh, during the season?
Yes. No, this game.
34.
34 points. 34. He dropped 34 points. So to me, that's a leader in the making at 25. Yo, that's a very good sign of a leader.
Hey, so I should be dropping like 34 on my shoulder. On a good night, yeah?
Malik, what's your stargazing?
I like Malik stargazing. Guys, come on. Y'all can't take a joke? Damn.
Where's the
y'all
joke?
Sitting on the fence. Y'all got some thorns up your ass.
Where's the joke?
Ah, you're funny.
The joke's on Golden State.
That's so funny.
You
that's
can
funny.
Make jokes. Ah,
that's funny.
I'll entertain it. It's funny. That was funny. That was very funny. I like it.
Yeah, I wanted you guys to go first because I have a couple of stargazers this week.
Yeah, you're not pulling an Andy.
There are too many.
You're not pulling an Andy.
You've already done yours. I'm not.
You're only picking one.
I'm just glad I'm a verb now.
Okay, so. You've made your presence.
Yes.
Yeah, so first of all, I have the Bucks for two reasons. One, they dropped 46 points in the first quarter versus the Miami in game 2.
Oh, I saw your tweet.
That was nasty.
Yeah.
That was nasty.
Crazy.
And the game ended 132-98. The Bucks also in stargazing because they hit 22 three-pointers in the game.
And before you go on, just to chip in, we made predictions for the playoffs.
Yes.
And how things are going on that side, my prediction seems to be wrong because
Miami.
I'm picking Miami Heat in that series.
Jimmy Buckets.
Jimmy Buckets.
Believing, but he had a shitty game.
I picked Miami.
He had a shitty game.
Yeah. You and I are betting on on Miami. Are you betting on Bucks?
Yes.
Yes, he's betting on Bucks.
Yeah.
So me and you are still on Miami.
On your bracket, you chose
Bucks.
Bucks, okay. Yeah.
Okay, it's going to be interesting to see how this pans out. But yeah, proceed.
So also, I have DeAndre Ayton.
Okay.
The Phoenix Suns. That was his debut in the playoffs. And the man dropped, how many points was it? Okay, remember he had 16 rebounds and
that's impressive.
21 points.
That's impressive.
He totally bodied
debut
Drummond.
Game.
His debut playoff. This was his first ever playoff game.
Playoff game.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so for him bodying AD and Drummond like that, big up to him. Also in stargazing, finally, I have the Memphis Grizzlies. The 8th seeded Memphis Grizzlies beat the first seeded Utah Jazz. Game 1. Okay, Jazz didn't have Donovan Mitchell, but still, Ja Morant and Grizzlies did their thing. Yeah, so those are my stargazers.
It's interesting that if I had a wild card in the West, it would have been Grizzlies. But I didn't really believe that they were going to go far. Because, I mean, experience and all that. They have a bunch of new players who, very active, very agile, very athletic, baby.
Very.
Wanatesa watu pale kwa court sana. Wanatesa wazee sana.
Yeah.
But I have to give them their accolades. Ja Morant is putting in the work. His teammates are... They're putting in a good shift. I have to give them that. I underestimated them.
True.
That's on me. Fraud Watch.
Yes.
Mimi na watu wangu wenye tukoonje nimetweka Fraud Watch manake. after we lost the Lakers game, fighting for the 7th seed in the
James at the buzzer
in the West.
That intro should come in here. That James at the buzzer thing would be appropriate.
We kind of let go of that game. Because that game was 50-50. It was either or towards the end.
The Lakers game.
Yeah, the Lakers game and Golden State.
Yeah.
It was a very close call. Hadn't James sunk that three-pointer, probably would have gone to OT. And God knows what would have happened there. But us losing
What happened versus the Grizzlies, though?
That's what I'm saying. The same mistakes we made while playing your game defensively.
Yeah.
Our heads were not in the game. Turnovers have been our Achilles heel since, I don't know, the past 10 games or so.
Because
defensively and offensively, we kind of had it together.
Yeah.
But at some point, we lost it. Andrew Wiggins stopped becoming consistent.
Yeah.
You know, now that whole front is already broken. Steph Curry in and out. You know, our guy Draymond is the one who's the court marshal.
Yeah.
When he's off his game, everybody is off his game. Like, we've been missing each other in action. I don't... Like, today I come on my A game and Malik is having the worst day of his life.
Mm-hmm.
That imbalance right there, it's really cost us. So, I'm putting us on Fraud Watch, bro. We can really play a better game. We can really play better defense. We don't treasure possessions. We don't value possessions, rather.
Okay, just W. Yeah,
that's a big problem.
Fraud Watch, the end.
Okay.
Short.
I have Doc Rivers. Clippers head coach. I think he still hasn't understood how to manage Embiid.
Wait, Clippers Embiid?
Yes. No. 76ers Embiid. Joel Embiid. Uh-huh. He still hasn't understood the science behind managing him. Because in the game against the Washington Wizards, you could see the way he would resort to Embiid all the time to rectify the defensive errors. And it's a long haul game. It's not a 100 meter dash where you have like a Usain Bolt running around and then winning it for them. No, he needs to learn how to manage him, because in that game you could tell Embiid was tired.
Mm-hmm.
He was really tired. He was worn out.
Mm-hmm.
And there was even at one point he was like, yo, I just need to probably get ejected or something for me not to play this game. So for me, I feel like Doc Rivers needs to really understand, not overly depend on Embiid.
Mm-hmm.
And also he might want to use more of Dwight Howard and probably just use more of Dwight Howard as a center than Embiid. Reserve Embiid for the most crucial games.
Mm-hmm. Also, are we hooking up LeBron with a Grammy? No, with an Oscar rather.
For getting his eye poked by Draymond.
Bro, did you see how that man can, he can act.
Yes, he
that
is an actor.
That man can act. Malik, I can't believe we've gone through this episode and you haven't even mentioned.
Wow, that should have been your fraud.
Andy, that should have been
the
your fraud.
Actually, of your king.
Andy, replace your fraud watch.
Replaced. GSW off. Mistakes do happen.
Exactly.
LeBron James.
Biggest fraud.
Ukiwa playoffs. Ni sawa.
Aina shida. I'm outside of the club.
Jesus.
He doesn't. Bro, what was that?
Like,
what was that? Anyway.
No, Draymond tried to take his eye out.
Ah, come on, bro.
What?
Come on, bro.
Draymond.
And he really dragged it. Oh, I was seeing three rims when I even shot that shot.
I just
aimed at the middle one.
We call him the one-eyed bronze star.
Negro, come on. Are you not going to change your handle?
I did and changed it back. Now
Jesus
it's Lakers in six.
Christ.
It was one-eyed Brown star last week. Now it's Lakers in six.
Lakers in six against a formidable Suns, right?
Against Suns, then against the Nuggets, it'll be Lakers in five. Then again, it's the Clippers, it'll be Lakers in six again.
Well.
Questions? So, my fraud watch this week. I am staying in LA with a man like Kyle Kuzma, the Kuz. This man played a whole 19 minutes and 24 seconds, and this was his start line versus the Suns. 0 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist.
Ata J. Cole alibishinda.
Man!
By the way, are we talking about our man Jermaine?
Swate.
Oh, umalize. Sawa, yeah. Maliza.
History of Kuzma to fight with Langai. No. Hey, man, this was horrible there. So I have him on fraud watch because in a game that the star players are not showing up as a bench player, you're supposed to do better than this. Also on fraud watch, I have Marcus Senior, Paul George, and who else was that from the Clippers? when Kawhi...
Malik, pause.
Come on, Kawhi.
Time out. How many frauds are those?
They did something collectively. That's why they're together.
Okay, so
yeah.
What was that?
After Kawhi posterized someone in Mavericks,
there's nothing wrong with that, bro.
Kawhi went back, bro. He wasn't there in mugging.
So what,
that's
bro?
That's bullshit, bro.
Make noise about
what happened?
It. Intimidate
what happened?
I'll show you the clip. So Kawhi dunked on someone.
Yeah.
Then there was Paul George. There was Marcassini and someone else. Yeah. They were standing over the guy dunked on. Kawhi is gone. Kawhi is done with this bullshit. What the fuck are you? And then lose the game.
Bro, it's...
No, now that's it. And then lose the game.
So your issue is they lost a game.
And
had they won, that would have been...
You see, now this is...
No, plus that thing of standing over someone. Do it if you're the one who's done the dunking, who's done the posterizing.
What? Bro, I can't tell... Bro, if you posterized on Austin, I'd tear down a team. I'd be like, oh, watch your head, bro. Watch your head next time, bro.
Nah.
Okay, maybe I wouldn't do that. But in the moment, this is the moment, bro.
Okay.
You can't make that up. Three people at the same time, you can't make that up.
Yeah, me
too. What's I make it?
No, that was clownery. Like another
clownery. Anything else? Before we address the state of the playoffs, if we're feeling any different, it's okay.
No.
It's okay to change your minds, guys.
No,
we're
it's
human
not
beings.
Yet.
Change is yet. The only constant factor in life. I'll allow it. Don't be too proud. No.
I'm keeping my predictions as is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Alright, so how are we feeling? Okay, we know how Austin feels about his team in the playoffs. Not so confident. Malik? Huh? Yeah? Yeah, you're not confident in your team.
Andy, mpaka sayo ujoi, I mean, me ubadilika at any particular point in time.
If the Lakers stay fit all the way to the finals, bro.
All the way to the finals?
Yeah.
Okay, so sawa.
Yeah.
Let's leave it at that. Manakiapa tu wangu wana GCTV baya sana. You see something and then it doesn't happen. So I'd rather we not. Unless y'all want to.
Please do.
It's a democracy.
Yes.
It's up to us. I don't think
calling,
Phoenix Suns are going to last.
Games?
I don't think Phoenix Suns are going to last. I'm sorry. Sunset for you guys.
Okay.
And I wanted to see Chris Paul at the finals, but nah. He deserves a better team.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Are you
Lakers,
saying that
Lakers,
actually, are you saying that out actually, of spite or
no? I've maintained this.
Yeah.
And Malik knows I've maintained this. He deserves a better team. For a championship, yes. But for building the team, he's done an amazing job.
And actually, talking of building the team, there are some stats I was seeing on Chris Paul. Should actually be on Stargazing as well.
Mm.
He's made every franchise he's going to better.
Facts.
Hornets, where else was he? Rockets, OKC, Clippers, everywhere he's gone. Compared to the previous season, the team has gotten better.
I agree.
And he took the Suns to the playoffs for the first time in 10 years. That's brilliant.
Anyway, long story short, I can't predict who's going to win this season because this game has become like F1. It's too unpredictable.
Yeah, but you remember we took your predictions for the first round?
Yes.
And then we'll do it every round because, things are about to fail.
Exactly. So, since am I allowed to pick two other teams?
No.
Okay, so I'll sit it out.
So which team are you supporting right now, Andy?
I haven't decided yet.
You'll wait until the finals?
No. Maybe I should. Hmm, that would be interesting if we waited until the finals. Anyway, how you feel about the current state of the league? Phoenix Suns are not going to make it out. Lakers, out of this round, yes. Out of the West, I highly doubt. Okay, not highly doubt, but it's give or take. Could be you, could be Clippers, or Utah Jazz. Yes. Bro, since day one, I've been asking you, are you not afraid of Utah Jazz since day one?
And after they lost to the Grizzlies in game one,
I understand. Because this is playoffs, and we haven't seen them performing at the playoffs because they lack experience, unlike you guys, who have a lot of experience and a solid bench. But I believe in miracles. So, you making out of the West, it's not guaranteed. That's how I feel.
Okay. And in the East?
In the East, Brooklyn Nets, I think they're going to thrash 76ers. Yeah, so and the Bucks, and sadly Miami Heat. So yeah, that's where I'm at.
Austin?
In the East, Nets as well. In the West...
West side!
I'm torn between Clippers and my team.
Just remove your team. So Clippers for you.
I'm torn between Clippers and my team.
Okay, had you. Got you. Malik?
In the what?
In the East.
Let me start with the East, yes.
Yeah, because we know in the West we're going.
In the East, I am either Bucks or the Sixers.
You're ruling out the Nets because of not having an experience in the playoffs as a team?
No, I don't know. I'm seeing the depth of these two other teams. I watched the Bucks game and I watched the Philly game versus the Wizards.
Okay. Fair enough. You can let us know what you think or how you feel in the comment section below. And be sure to follow us across all social avenues. Nothing but NetKE, right?
Yes, on Twitter, Instagram. Our email is nothingbutnetke@gmail.com. Shout out to my boy, Mike Shaz, all the way in Kisumu. He sent us an audio note thanking us for the pod.
Bless up, man. Bless up, bro.
So, yeah, thank you for listening. Thank you for engaging us on the socials. And also, guys, by the way, I found there's an NBA Kenya WhatsApp group.
Very interesting.
With Akina Hernandez, Kuria, Athman J. Guys stay up. A whole lot of guys stay up until morning waiting for games.
Wait, you mean there's a society that we're not part of and they kept quiet about it? Wow. Hernandez, Kuria, wow. How did you find about this, Malik?
I think Hernandez sent me the link.
Eish. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Malik, I see.
Yeah, so the group is really popping. We have guys who listen to the pod as well. We have Siodera Casey, we have Alada, we have Simon Awiti, and a whole lot of guys.
That's dope.
Listen to the pod, and Athman J, we have Andy. Yeah.
I bless up, Maze, bless up. We should be following that avenue very soon. So that just I love when a community comes together to just enjoy a beautiful sport. Like, it's so peaceful. I'm here for it. Anything else we need to mention before we bounce?
The Basketball Africa League on...
Oh!
Yes.
BAL! Yeah. Bro! Yo, are we going in... Currently, can we have any updates? Do you have any updates?
Yeah, we are proceeding to the quarterfinal stage from Wednesday evening. That's the day after the pod drops.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we are having the final 8 fixtures now.
I won't lie, I'm having a hard time adjusting my viewing because I'm used to the NBA and the visuals on the NBA are different from what I'm getting.
Very.
Yeah, from the production basketball. Is, yeah, production-wise.
It's like you're watching ABC.
No, it's not KBC level, but your NBA, the highlights, yeah, the replays, yes. The...
And the fans are back. I find it kind of difficult to adjust.
Yeah.
I didn't know that I'd experienced this until I started. Does it take away from the game? I feel like I don't really enjoy watching the Basketball African League that much the way I'd enjoy because of the highlights, the camera movements, the angles.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I think that's something we should give it up to the NBA. Anything their sports entertainment is out of this world.
Anyway.
They put too much work into it.
I think Disney should live pick this up. It.
Yeah?
What do you think, Disney?
They should do what?
Should they pick the BAL?
No.
Okay.
Too many white people.
Ah, I see.
Yeah, too much white people.
And on that note, Tukosawa?
Tukosawa.
All right, until next time. Hey, guys, by the way.
Yes.
Remember to check your breathing, okay? relax. Hear me out. Mind your breathing. Check your perspiration. Remember to be in the moment. And just leave. It's very important. Someone out there might need to hear this.
Yeah.
We good?
We're good. Yes.
Now we out.
Nothing but net.
For the win, it's good! LeBron James at the buzzer!
Deep shot!
Nothing but net.
I'm gonna echo. I'm gonna need you to echo.
James Harden with a buzzer beater.
Bryant fires away.
It's good! Three-pointer for Kobe Bryant!
Nothing but net.